tonight, we have a really exciting lesson. I'm going to need two volunteers to come on up. A volunteer that can hold this balloon with your fingers so the air doesn't come out. Think you can do that? You think your fingers are strong enough, wide enough? All right, let's see. This is
Tyler.
Good. Wow. And here's another. What's your name?
Matthias.
Okay, good. I knew a man, Matthias, from Germany. He drove his motorcycle all around the world. Matthias Fritz. Okay, now we're going to blow this up, and then I want you to hold it real tight. Don't let any air come out, okay? Think you can do that? Matthias and Tyler. Okay, see if I can blow it up. Oh, I'm not doing so good. Ah, there we go. Okay. All right, Matthias. I think you can hold that real tight so no air comes out. Okay. And we want to then show them what we got here. Now let's see, Tyler. Okay, good. All right, now just hold it real. Oops, here, maybe I should do this for you. There you go. Now you got to hold right in there. Oh, good. All right, you got a good grip on that. All right, now I want you to hold them up so the people can see the red side, okay? Hold them up. Yep, show over to here to this side. So we're going to talk a little bit. You want to go over this way a little bit more, Tyler, and show them your balloon on the red side? Very good. Now, you know what? I did that myself with my little marker. I'm not the best artist, but what kind of face is that, you think?
A mad face.
A mad face. Okay, what kind of face do you think yours is?
This one?
No, not that one. This one, the red one. A sad face. You're both right. Yes. Now, here's what happens. When we do something like being unkind to our sister, or we maybe say something bad about somebody, then guess what happens? It makes our heart sad. Or you know what? Sometimes when somebody take something from us that we really like, and maybe we could get to be mad. Is that right? We feel angry inside. All these different kind of things that we can sometimes get caught in, and it makes us feel sad. It makes us feel mad. We're not happy. But you know what? If we will go and we will say to the person who took that thing from us that made us feel angry, and we will say, I'll just be happy to let you have it for a little bit. Like maybe you're playing with your favorite toy and they want it, and you say, I'll just let you have it a little bit. Okay, now you can let some air out. Yep, let a whole bunch out, about half of it. Ooh, yes, yes. And see, now what? Guess what? You're not so mad anymore, right? Because now you're sharing and you're being kind. And then if something happens that makes you sad, like maybe you were not being the best little boy with mama and you didn't really treat her the most kindly, and then you go and say, Mama, I'm sorry that I was so unkind. Then what happens? Let some air out. Let half of the air out. Let good amount of air out. Ooh, yes. Oh, yes. A little more out. Oh, yes, you're starting to feel better already, right? It's like, wow, we're starting to feel better already. So when we ask for forgiveness and when we say, I'm sorry, let all the air out, let all of it out. I'm sorry. Oh, the air is all gone just like that. And then guess what kind of face we have? Yeah. Here, hold this one. Hold that one. There we go. Now we have a happy face. Yes. Yes. There we go. Now you can have that one. I'll take this sad face. We don't want that. We don't need that anymore. Let's get rid of those. All right. And see, it makes us feel so nice, and we feel so clean and forgiven because we said we were sorry for what we did. Now, all you children, 15 and under, come and get your balloons. All you children, 15 and under, come and get your balloons. Oops. Ooh, whoa. There we go. Come and get your balloons. All right. Now, you might want to ask your mom and your dad before you start blowing them up to see when they want you to do that. Okay. Thank you, children. I love children.